This is a group processing session by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 1st of March, 1954. The title is Group Processing, Be, Do, Have. This group processing session is 60 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
What I'm going to give you here is relatively light processing, which yet could get someplace. Now let's find something that you can be. Something for sure that you can be. Let's be it. Let's certainly find something you can be. And let's be it. Let's be some other things. One more that you can be. And some more things you can be. And be each one in turn. Let's be some more things. And some more things. Let's find out some more things that you can be. Now let's check over some things you wouldn't mind duplicating entirely. Wouldn't mind being the same as. Let's find now some people you wouldn't mind duplicating completely, which is to say, being the same as. More people you wouldn't mind being the same as. Now let's find some places you are not. Places you definitely know you are not. Some more places you definitely know you are not. Okay. Now let's find some efforts you would not mind engaging in. Efforts you wouldn't mind making. Let's find some now. Let's check over some more efforts you wouldn't mind making. Now let's discover some efforts you wouldn't mind receiving, some energy or forces you wouldn't mind receiving. A handshake would be one. Some more efforts you wouldn't mind receiving. And now some effort you wouldn't mind other people receiving. Okay, now let's find some things you wouldn't object to having. Now let's find some things for sure now that you wouldn't mind somebody else having. All right, now let's find some things you wouldn't object to throwing away if you had them. And now let's discover some things which, if you had them, you wouldn't mind keeping. Now let's check off some things which, if you had hold of them, you wouldn't mind letting go of. Okay, let's find some places where you are not. Now let's find some goals you do not at this moment have. Some things to do which you do not at this moment have as goals. Now let's find some ideas you are not trying to create. Okay, now let's check over some things now which were not created by sex. Get something for certain that wasn't created by sex. And then some more things which weren't created by sex. Some things for certain which were not created by sex. Find some more things that weren't created by sex. Now let's find some things that weren't created by your own sexual act or desire. Some more things that weren't created by your sexual act or desire. Check them off. Okay, now let's check off some things which were not created by sex. All right, now just arbitrarily look around the environment and point to things and say with great positiveness, that was created by sex. One thing after the other. Great conviction, that was created by sex. Whether it was or not, Okay. Now let's find some places where you are not. And let's look around the environment now, and with enormous conviction, same as before, let's find various things and say that was created by sex, and this time get the reason why each time. Say with great conviction, that was created by sex, and I know that because, and get the reason why. Now get several people, one right after the other, and say that person was created solely, entirely for sexual purposes. With great conviction each time. Okay. Now, get how well proven it is that each one of these people is solely dedicated to sex, has only sex on his mind. Get how it is completely. Okay, now look around the environment and pick out a number of objects and say that has gone insane because of sex, and get it with great conviction. I don't care what the object is, that has gone insane because of sex. Okay. Now let's check over the environment and get how eating is the sole reason for existence by saying each one of these things that you see is created solely to eat. Any object, brick chimneys or anything else, created solely to eat. Okay, now look around and find that each object in the environment is dangerous because it's going to eat you. Get that each one is going to eat you. Just select one out and get the complete conviction that it's going to eat you. And the next one, and the next one, the next one. forget with great certainty that these objects are going to eat you. You might even get the amount of seasoning which these objects will put on you before they devour you. Okay, now let's get the places you are not, some places you are not. Okay, now let's indicate various things in the environment and get how each one is dangerous because it's thinking. Doesn't matter whether it is or not, just get how dangerous it is because it's thinking. It might think something. Object after object, each one might think something. Now let's get numbers of objects in the environment and people, as you can pick them out, each one selecting you out to be eaten simply because you might think something. Okay, let's find some places you are not. And now some places you are not thinking. Now let's check over the environment and let's find some things which you could enjoy. Okay, find one for certain that you could know you could enjoy. And then some more things that you could enjoy. Okay, now let's check around and find some things which you really wouldn't mind being. Now let's check over and find some people that you wouldn't mind being other than yourself. Some people you wouldn't mind being. You know, from there on, just be the person and be that person from there on, one after the other. Find somebody, somewhere you wouldn't mind being, and then some more. Find one that you just wouldn't mind living the life of from that point on. Now let's check over and find some beings who wouldn't mind living your life. Now let's take the two back corners of the room and hold on to them and don't think. Just hold on to them, feel of them, hold on to them, be interested in them, and don't think. Okay. Let go. Now let's check over and find some words which do not have any sexual connotation, some words which have no sexual meaning. Now let's find a sexual action you could engage in without penalty. Okay. Now let's find something you could eat without bad consequences. And then some more things. Now let's find something you could think without being punished. Something you could think without getting punished for it. Now find something you could touch without consequences or penalty. And then some more things. Now let's find some things, look around the environment, find some things which you don't have to keep your attention on continually. And now let's find some things that are really real to you. Find some memories in the past that are quite real to you. Now, some objects in present time that are quite real to you. Now, let's find some delusions which you could have without being destroyed. some delusions you could have without being destroyed utterly. Some more delusions you could have without being destroyed. Something, some imaginary occurrence that could happen, that you could see. Let's find some more hallucinations that you could have, such as the door opening and a bunch of armed frogs walking in. And some more delusions which you could have without any penalty. And now some delusions which you could enjoy. Some more hallucinations, imaginary occurrences that you could enjoy. Now let's get some that would make you quite distinctive. Some hallucinations that would make you quite distinctive, such as everywhere you went, a hearse trotting up the street in front of you. Make you very unique and different. Okay, now let's get some crazy notions you could entertain without being arrested immediately. I got some more crazy ideas you could have and go around with all the time without being arrested. Now let's get some things that you could do in the next few hours without being spanked. And now get some statements you could make about dreadful consequences that wouldn't come true. Okay, let's find some places you are not. Now let's take the two back corners of the room and hold on to them and don't think. Okay, let go. Find some places you are not. Now let's take the thing which you're looking at this moment and make another just like it. And then make another just like it again, and then make another just like it again. Many of them, one after the other. Okay, do what you please with those. Now look around yourself and find a nothingness. A nothingness. And then make many nothingnesses just like it, one after the other. Okay, now let's find some work you could engage in. Just that, some work you could engage in. Let's find some more work you could engage in. Now let's find some things you could put your attention on rather continually without a great deal of liability to you. Some things you could watch without any great liability. Okay. Now let's find several things in the next 24 hours which are not going to happen. Some more things which are not going to happen in the next 24 hours. Okay. Now let's find somebody, somewhere, at this moment, that you are not reassuring about anything. And then find some more people you're not reassuring. And now let's find some people who are not reassuring you. Some more people who are not reassuring you. Okay, now let's find some things that you wouldn't mind having turn into nothing. Things you wouldn't mind having turn into nothing, one after the other. Some more things you wouldn't mind having turn into nothing. and some more things you wouldn't mind having become nothing. And now let's get some things that wouldn't mind having you become nothing. Okay, now let's check over several problems you do not have at this moment. Not necessarily past problems, just several problems you do not have just now. Okay, now let's find several things now that are not telling you that something is true. Several things that are not telling you that things are true. And several pieces of energy you're not consulting to find out what to do. Now let's check over several fates you're not going to have in the next couple of minutes. Several ends you're not going to come to in the next couple of minutes. Okay, now look around the environment and choose object after object and say to each one, "That's the cause of all my trouble." and great conviction. That's the cause of all my trouble. Okay, find the two back corners of the room. Hold on and don't think. Okay, let go. Find the floor beneath your feet. End of session.